News. Chicago Sports, spoken here. The Beat is on.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com.
WGN, Mark Carmen and Harry Tynowitz with you on The Beat. Harry's learning how to use the television.
Believe me, if there's one thing I know how to do, it's use a television, Carm.
Interesting text coming in on your work consistency, Harry. HT, one day missed in 24 years from sickness. How many days does that make, including suspensions from the 630? That's rude.
Well, you know, you try doing a show with those two guys and not getting suspended a few times every month.
Hey, you were willing to work is the point.
Yes, I came ready.
Yeah, all right. Okay, question, Harry. Do you want to go to the national championship of college football?
I would love to. I've never been. I would love to do that.
Would you like to pay face value for a ticket?
I don't see how that's possible, but who wouldn't?
Well, we are going to have a conversation right now where it absolutely could be possible. So this is an interesting concept. The CFO is Neil Goss. He's with us in studio. And Tushar Gadagar is here as well. What's your title, Tushar?
I've been doing a lot of things. Right now, I think it's somewhere between COO and CSO. I'm not really sure what either of those mean, but at a startup, it's a lot of things.
Neil, do you want to give him a title right now? I mean, you're his boss, bottom line.
Yeah. I was always under the impression of a COO, but okay. He does everything.
What about like giving him like some form of royalty, like Prince?
That's not a bad idea.
I like that.
Business cards, yeah.
So what you guys have done, your website, I just find this very interesting. Your website is CFPRSVP.com, College Football Playoff RSVP.com. And Tushar, you've got a financial background, and Neil, this is obviously you're the creative juice behind this, but what you can do is you've taken the stock market world of buying an option where if you want to go, if you're in the Big Ten right now and right. You think that, say, Ohio State or Michigan or Wisconsin or
Northwestern
could be there, and the ticket prices are going to be incredibly expensive. You can buy an option now for whatever the price is, which will ensure you, through your website, the ability to buy a ticket for face value if they get there. Did I explain that correctly?
Yeah, exactly. So what we're doing is we actually have a partnership with College Football Playoff, and what we are able to do is take a small batch of tickets and turn them into a lot more tickets, basically through using options. And so both Neil and I have traded options in Chicago in the past. And so what we do is we sell team-specific reservations on college football playoff tickets.
So assuming that they would win in Evanston next week, there's a very strong chance they would still have to play, Southern Cal, but there's a very strong chance that...
The Notre Dame fan should be very interested in this, correct?
Right. So Notre Dame fans, they want to get in on this, but if Notre Dame loses to Northwestern next Saturday, they're off the hook?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame is having a fantastic year, and they definitely have a very strong possibility of making it. And if Notre Dame fans want to check out, how to get to the game at face value, they can absolutely go in and buy what is a game-specific reservation. And if Notre Dame's playing in the national championship, then they have access to face value tickets.
So... Okay, so and what's an option on Notre Dame right now for the championship game? Do you know the price?
Well, yeah. We've been changing the prices actually pretty much constantly. Notre Dame right now is $200 just because they've been doing so well. So it's $200 for the reservation. And then if Notre Dame's playing, then it's we sell a couple different types of levels. But the upper levels are $475, so your all-in cost is $675 as opposed to going to StubHub and paying
$1,500.
Exactly.
So you still that price that $200 goes on top of the price of the ticket.
Yes.
Okay, but and if they don't make it, then you're out. Correct.
Then you're out. Then you do lose the reservation, but you have the chance to also sell your reservation if you want to. So what we do is we actually open up this reservation system at halftime. So we open it up on January 8th this year. And we keep it open, and people can buy and sell their reservations pretty much all year long and kind of follow their team, especially throughout the season. So the better your team does, you're kind of locked in on your price. And if you you know, if your plans change and you can't make it in, then, you know, you can sell your reservation to another fan.
So, like, a guy that, you know, had Clemson, he's feeling pretty smart now, but a guy that had Georgia, after their loss, they might be in a rough spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And last year, the Georgia fans, you know, they purchased their option after the first week after they lost for about $30, and then they got in to the final. And
it was a great game. They should have won. They could overtime. They could have won. Well, what about, like, do you guys get anything else besides the ticket? Do any other privileges come with you know, going to your website and getting in on these seats?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So people can also lock in, like, you know, hotel stays, for example. So a lot of times, you know, people find that when they go to these high demand games like this, they can't find a place to stay.
Right.
So what we do is we also allow, like, for $2 or $3 for a lot of the teams, people can lock in a place to stay. So now, you know, a lot of their, basically a lot of their expenditure is locked in when they go to the game.
Are you worried that investors, people are going to try to spend dollars on the stuff, but we'll you know, look at what the prices are, and then they'll try to buy the tickets. And they're not actually planning to go into the game at all. I mean, is that a concern for you? Or, hey, you know,
it was a concern. Yeah, it was totally a concern at first. And, you know, like, it's a really juicy market if you look at it. But we actually place restrictions on it to prevent, you know, people from doing that. So,
I mean, I have no problem with that, for the record. You want to make an investment, go ahead. But I'm just curious how you guys look at it.
No, well, so the whole point of this is to try and make tickets as accessible to fans as possible, right? And that's what, you know, CFP has been a fantastic partner, and their whole point for this is to make tickets accessible to the fans of the team. So what we do is we place a restriction on the number of tickets that a person can buy. So, you know, someone can't go in there and buy, like, 50 reservations, for example, for a team, and then just bet on the team or something like that. So we try and make it, yeah, actually accessible to the fans and their families.
So, you know, Alabama doesn't recruit, they reload, and they're, you know, their quarterback's going to win the Heisman Trophy, you know, in a landfall. I would think, like, if Alabama's not in it, it opens it up to other people. The tickets are less valuable. Do you guys cheer for Alabama, knowing, you know, it's kind of like if the Yankees were in the playoffs?
That's an interesting question, yeah.
So do you guys cheer for Bama? Do you guys cheer for these teams that have, like, the big, like a Michigan or an Ohio State that have the huge following?
All else being equal, I think so, yeah. I mean, like, you know, the Notre Dame fans are huge. They're fanatics. I think they'll absolutely love to go to the game if Notre Dame's playing. But there's so many teams with huge fan bases that I think that pretty much for a game like this, no matter who's playing, it's going to be a huge game.
Right. And I love college football. I would just go no matter who is there.
And they all converge at the end on a similar price, whether it's, you know, $500 for one of them or whatever teams are in the Final Four. They're all going to converge in a similar price at the end of the day.
Are you guys going to do this for college hoops as well?
We're trying, yeah. So the company itself is called Dibbit, and this is our second year of doing it with College Football Playoff, and College Football Playoff especially has been trying to make their tickets accessible, and we've had a lot of success with it last year, and this is our second year of doing it, and we're offering a few more things like premium packages and hotels and everything like that. But, you know, we're hoping that this idea really takes off, because, you know, I think one of the fundamental problems that we're seeing in a lot of these markets is that these tickets are just really inaccessible to the fans of the game, and we're trying to change that.
So right now, handicap your own site. What are the best deals out there? What should people be buying?
You know, it depends on how well you think LSU is going to do next weekend.
Interesting.
Right, they're at home against Bama. But you know, I want to go back to what you just said. This is, you know, typically for a game like this, the people with the deep pockets get the seats.
Right.
The richest people in America get the best seats for the biggest games. This is a way for Joe sports fan to get him and his wife, or him and his buddies, you know, that love college football, to the national championship.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the main point of this program. And, you know, and when you look, like, last year, and we were able to get Georgia fans to the game that was basically in their backyard for, you know, $500, and as opposed to, you know, going to, like, StubHub or wherever else, and they would have paid $1,500, $2,000 for it. We made a lot of people really, really happy about it.
Except StubHub. StubHub hates you guys.
You know, you can't make friends with everyone, but
you're not telling me.
So how about the other side? See, what I like to do as a expert, Harry, I want to throw in there.
Expert of what? Back pain?
I love that.
Oh, my back.
I love the secondary market. I can watch StubHub all day. Like, I want to know.
You do. You do watch StubHub all day.
Right. So I like to, you know, especially like, say, with the Bulls right now. If you wait till game time most nights, you're going to get an incredible deal to sit in a great seat if you want to pay for downstairs, or you're going to get a really cheap seat upstairs. So what's for tickets that end up going under face, if they go through you guys, they actually, is that a loss for them? Is that how that goes?
Well, that's a great question. And we kind of price that in, actually. So if you look at, like, the non-semifinal bowls, and, you know, we have the New Year's Six bowls on the site as well. So we have the Fiesta Bowl and the Peach Bowl and the Sugar Bowl and everyone else. And if it's not a huge, you know, demand for the game, then we price the reservations accordingly. So absolutely, you know, what you can do is wait till the last minute, see if prices drop below face, and try and secure tickets. But if you're going with a group, that can be a little bit tricky, especially if you're trying to sit, you know, next to each other. But what we do is sell reservations for like $3 for those games. So, you know, you pay $3 and you know that you're going to get the tickets at face, and you know that you're all going to be sitting next to each other for these games. And then if you happen to get tickets below face value, then great. But if you don't, then you have an out. And the other thing is that we don't make these tickets, you know, it's...
Oh, so you're saying you buy the option. If you don't want to use it, well, you don't have to use it.
Exactly. Right. You're not locked in for anything, you know. So if you don't want to buy the ticket, you don't have to.
When's the time frame that you have to choose whether you're going to buy the ticket or not?
So, you know, that depends on the game, you know. So for the national championship, it's a few days before the game.
Okay.
Yeah. And this year it's being played in the 49ers home stadium,
yes.
Levi Stadium. And I'll just point out, I'd rather go to San Francisco than to Atlanta.
Yeah.
When, and to the last point there, like, you're going to know where the market is 3 days before the game in most cases. I mean, maybe you'll have a huge drop-off, but most times you'll have a very good feel where it's at.
And, you know, I've missed things before. Maybe I'm missing something here, but, like, why wouldn't you get in on this?
I think it's... There's a reason why they're in studio right now. I think it's a great idea. I'm a fan. I see I'm looking at you, Harry, as during this interview, like, your mind is spinning over there.
I'm just thinking somebody has to go sell for them.
Right. That's exactly what I was saying. Like, I'm like, Harry wants to go work for you. I can see it.
It just makes sense. So, you know, again, if you, it's you really save, it's not so much that you're risking a little money, it's that you're saving a lot of money.
Exactly. So we look at it as like a hedge, right? I mean, if you're a fan of a team and you know that you got to go to the team, if your team is playing there, well, you can either, you know, use the existing, like, ways to do it, which is pretty expensive, or you can follow your team throughout the season.
And you said six tickets you can buy?
Exactly.
So it's like you guys are cheering for Texas tonight.
I think Texas has a shot.
I think Texas has a shot. Are you married? Because you already know how to lie pretty well.
No, I'm not. But
that would just stink if it were like Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Texas. Boy, there's no money down there.
The website, once again, CFP, College Football Playoff, RSVP.com. So check it out. And is there, if people want to learn more, how do they go about doing that here, Tushar? How do they do that, Neil?
Well, they can, you know, they can just contact us, actually. At, you know, they can email us. But we explain everything on the website as well. So if they just go to the website and look at the FAQs, and the homepage does a pretty good job explaining what our program's all about as well. They can just go to collegefootballplayoff.com, and they link to us as well.
All right. There it is. Options for tickets, Harry, to get them for face value for the championship game. Why didn't you think of that?
Because I was trying to think about how you could propose to your girlfriend without her saying no.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Hey, guys, this is a sweet idea. I wish you guys tons of success, and thanks for coming in to share what's going on here.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure. 720 WGN.